said it was time for Assad to step aside, but he resisted giving mainstream rebels the weapons they needed. Derek Chollet said the chaos that followed the limited U.S. intervention in Libya's uprising affected the president's approach to Syria.
The initial questions were about who was the Syrian opposition, how can we be sure that the capabilities we provide them don't end up in the wrong hands.
That gave the upper hand to Assad's forces and Islamist fighters. In 2012, asked what could prompt U.S. action in Syria, the president issued a now infamous warning.
A red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized.
1 year later, Assad's forces killed 1,400 people in a chemical weapons attack on a Damascus suburb.